I'm here with Ronnie Hines, Acting Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on self-directed support. Ronnie, can you tell me what this is about?
Yes, self-directed support, or SDS, aims to make sure that people get the right support for them as individuals. It gives people more choice and control in the social care they receive, and gives them a say about what support best suits their needs. This can be help with everyday tasks like washing and preparing meals, or respite breaks for carers, or it can be any number of other things which help improve the quality of their lives.
How does it affect the public?
Any one of us could need social care at any time, either ourselves or our friends or family. So social care is important to all of us. Councils spend £3.4 billion a year on social care, supporting more than 200,000 adults and 18,000 children and their families. We found many examples of SDS making a big difference to people's lives. But not everyone is getting to choose and control their support. Local authorities still have a lot of work to do so that everyone can benefit from SDS.
So what's holding this up?
A radical change of this kind is never easy, and that's why there's a 10-year strategy for rolling out SDS. But we're now in the 7th year of that strategy. There are huge pressures on authorities from rising demand for services and limited budgets. Councils and health boards have also been very busy setting up new health and social care integration authorities. But there are things authorities should do to improve SDS for people, including further training and support for staff, simpler and clearer processes, and better information and advice for people, and better commissioning to make sure the support people need is available to them. So the report recommends that the Scottish Government should measure progress more effectively and review what information and advice people need to help them benefit from SDS.
So what do you want to see happen next?
In a nutshell, get on and make it more widely available. To date, there's been no evidence of the transformation required to fully implement the policy. The report highlights areas of good practice and gives examples of where people have really benefited from using SDS, using more creative approaches. We also found that most people in Scotland rate social services very highly, and the majority of staff are positive about the principles of SDS. On the ground, however, not everyone is getting to choose and control their social care the way they want to, and staff need more support to try new approaches.
Ronnie, thank you very much.